The Spotlight. It's a radio show where volunteers share stories of inspiration, share their journey, express their feelings, and tell us all about those who have touched their lives. And we play their favorite music. It is The Spotlight, Fridays 2 to 3 p.m. on Radio Mariah.
Hello and welcome to the Spotlight program on Radio Mariah. It's a program that highlights the work of UN volunteers in South Sudan. Today, our guest is Alejandra Ospina Bio, who works at the UN mission in South Sudan, and she's from Colombia. Alejandra, can you tell us more about yourself?
Thank you so much. Yes. I'm a Colombian lady coming to explore these beautiful lands. I've been working with UN for more than 10 years now. Mm-hmm. So I really want to explore the experience outside the country. And most of it, I wanted to do it as a UNB, because during these 10 years, I've been working in different types of contracts. But I hadn't had the opportunity to be a UNB, and I really wanted to do it. So I'm very happy to be here.
What do you do right now at the United Nations Mission in South Sudan?
Okay, I'm working as UNB support officer, helping all the administration and movements of the UNBs here in the mission.
Okay, now you came to South Sudan on a mission as a UNB. What are your recollections on the first day you arrived in South Sudan?
The most important thing that we are living here is that this one is one of the biggest missions in the world. So it's a huge number of colleagues, UNBs and staff and uniformed personnel where you are interacting with. So it gives you the opportunity to have different perspectives and, of course, from different nationalities in the mission in Colombia, because previously I was working in the mission in Colombia. I was exposed to a different types of personnel from different parts of the world also. But this is another level. Okay. So
Was it easy because you came to the country and you're meeting new people from different countries around the world? Has it been easy?
I feel that it's been easy, but sometimes it can be a challenge. But I'm very grateful with the life, because I've been having a lot of support from my colleagues and the UNBs where I start with in the induction, for example. Mm-hmm. We've been very supportive, and we are trying to transmit that to the other newcomers. So that's a way to help.
So you have new friends and new families here in South Sudan.
Yes, actually, that is one of the most important things that you have to realize, that you are going to have your days 24/7 with the colleagues also. Mm-hmm. So once you get conscious about that, you have your open heart to share not only the work, but your daily life, during the weekends you are sharing with them also. So it's a nice experience because back at home you separate really the work from your personal life, but here you are combining both. Mm-hmm. So it's been a challenge, let's say, but in a positive way.
And this separateness and something that you feel when your family is away, do you miss your family when you're here?
Yes, of course. I don't know if because we are like the Latino families are very, very close, and mm-hmm. You see some cases that the people doesn't leave the parents' home until mm-hmm. and they are very grown up. But yes, of course, I miss them. But also it's like part of the experience. The way that I'm seeing it is that we need to understand and to learn to live this experience in a positive way.
So this is the first time you're working as a volunteer?
Yes, this is my first experience as UNB.
Okay, so what survival skills have you acquired working as a volunteer?
Definitely, it's been a different sensation, let's say, like the different feeling, because you're doing your work from your heart. Mm-hmm. Not that previously you don't do it in that way, but definitely you are doing this for conviction, let's say. So I think it gives us the opportunity to be more aware that we need to be supportive, as I've been feeling until now, mm-hmm. To each other. So it's a really good sensation to be like open heart, mm-hmm. and to understand the difficulties that, because we are, for example, in my case, we are like 2 days traveling from home. So yes, we need to be like more sensitive and get to understand the different circumstances that everyone is living.
And do you feel that your life has changed working as a UNV in South Sudan?
Yes, definitely. When I was talking with a friend the other day, and I was explaining to her back in Colombia that I feel really, really happy to be here as a UNV, because when I understood at my young age what United Nations was, and I realized that I wanted to work with United Nations, mm-hmm. For me, the way to do it was like a volunteer.
Okay.
So, and I think one of the places that I wanted to have the opportunity in the life to work was here in South Sudan.
Okay.
So that's why I apply here, actually.
Okay. Uh-huh. So what are the reasons why you wanted to work here in particular?
Because I think it's sharing Colombia is a country where we have a lot of difficulties. With the time, you realize how to manage, how to live through those difficulties, how the people does their lives through do those difficult situations. I think coming here, there's a lot of problems also.
Okay.
You can share some of your experience. You mm-hmm. can share some of your livings to your colleagues. Or,
yeah, there's mm-hmm. so many similarities between
exactly.
South Sudan
exactly.
and Colombia. Now, Alejandra, on the Spotlight program, we usually give the chance to our guests to choose their favorite songs. So for today, what is your first song of the day?
Okay, I will share with you, of course, one salsa song mm-hmm. that is the one song that I remember that I learned in my life. Mm-hmm. It's called Aha or No from Héctor Lavoe.
Okay.
And it's very important for me because it's the first song that I remember to dance and to sing with my father.
Te lo vuelvo a creer. No
Well, you're listening to the Spotlight program on Radio Miraya, and our guest today is Alejandra Ospina Bayo, who is from Colombia. Now, Alejandra, what is it that attracted you to be a UNV?
Well, being a UNV is an experience that can enhance your soul, let's say. You are in a position where you are sharing your knowledge, your experience with the tag of getting a salary, for example, with the tag of doing it from your heart, from your beliefs, and let's say not expecting nothing in exchange of what you're doing. So that's one of the things that I think we need to reinforce in the world.
And is this your first time to serve as a volunteer? Have you not served in your country in any capacity as a volunteer?
No. I mean, I was doing like a volunteer task, but with some NGOs working with animals, with rescue teams and everything, but no, I mean, was something very small.
What are the things that you feel profoundly touched by as a UN volunteer or as a volunteer in general?
The opportunity to share, actually, is the most important thing here for me, because you are sharing your experience, your knowledge, and you also have the opportunity to learn, let's say in a pure way from your UNV colleagues, mostly that understand and that are living the same experience that you are.
And since you came to South Sudan, do you have like three best things that you've done as a volunteer?
Well, I think because of the nature of my assignment, I the one in charge to bring all the other volunteers. So I think each action that I am doing has to be like a very, let's say, accurate in that term, in those terms, because it's bringing a new volunteer to the organization, to the mission, and it's a huge change for some persons coming to a new country to do a new work. So give them all the support that I can is the most important thing.
And what were your most memorable moments as a UNV?
I've been here just 5 weeks. Which are being like very, very emotional, because I'm as I mentioned, this assignment's been like making true one of my life dreams. So I have to say that these 5 weeks have been like a dream come true, really, for me. So I cannot give you like one just moment, but I've enjoyed the difficulties, the happy moments, and everything that I've been living these days.
Oh, with your excitement being here in the country and working as a UNV, was there anybody in your circle that has ever done anything like this?
Actually, yes. One of the my closest friends back in Colombia, we were working also in the mission back there. She's also a UNV in Afghanistan. So I think she was part of my inspiration too. And I hope to serve as inspiration to someone else.
Okay. Alejandra, what is your second song for the day?
The other song is another salsa song called La Noche from Joe Arroyo. He's a very famous singer from salsa in Colombia. And that was a song that was in my 15th birthday celebration. And you know, the quinceañeras is very important for the Latin families.
You're listening to the Spotlight program on Radio Mirai. My name is Helen Toby, and today our guest is Alejandra Ospina, who is a UNV in South Sudan, and she's from Colombia. Alejandra, how does the prospect of being a volunteer in often hard conditions suit you, like here in South Sudan?
Well, you have to be prepared to expect what not is expected, let's say. Mm-hmm. I mean, the mission has everything arranged for you for make your arrival. Mm-hmm. Since the arrival, everything is arranged in a very excellent, I have to say, way. The only difficulty that I face is that I think it's because it's a huge office, the things takes more time. So, for example, I learned from the beginning that I have to be more patient with the time that the process takes in general. Some administrative processes, some different tasks, but at the end are really, really good. That the thing that makes the difference is how you receive the things, that, let's say, the service from your colleagues, from the other people. So it's been really, really nice to me to find...
They have been supporting you
exactly.
In your journey.
Because even there are some cases that they cannot give you what you need. Mm-hmm. They will explain in a really good and kind way. Okay. So that helps you a lot.
I wouldn't describe South Sudan as a desert, but as a UNV, you can go to any place around the world. If you were stranded on a desert, what luxury would you take?
I don't know, something to listen to music. The music always makes your life easier. So you, as long as you ensure the food for the body, you can ensure food for the soul. The soul and mind, I think. And that helps.
Okay. So, Alejandra, who are the people who have been so influential in your life?
My father is the most important person. He's been a example of hard work and kindness, and to overcome the difficult times, really. Mm-hmm. So he, let's say, he's my role model to follow.
Okay. And what about your mother?
Yes, my mother, of course. She's the, let's say, the kindest person in the world also. Mm-hmm. She's very caring about my brother. I have one brother. And she's been there for us every day. She was the one waking up as earlier in the morning to go to school, the one waiting for me when I was coming back from the parties at a young age. Okay. And always being there for us to solve whatever we need to.
Apart from being with your family, you have been having relationship with the community. Like, for example, right now as a UNV, you relate with so many people in the community. Can you describe to us your relationship in a community where you're working?
Okay. When you have the opportunity to work with different communities, the most important thing is that you learn. Mm-hmm. You have this great opportunity to learn on how they are doing the things, how the things works for them. And that gives you the space to think and propose some new ways that could be somehow incorporated in that, in those, let's say, processes that they are having for different things. So I think that's the most important when you are having this space. Find a way on how you can give some of your knowledge or your experience to improve.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you're very happy with the way you described in the beginning with your work here as a UNV. How do your parents feel about your career and your journey?
Oh my God! When I told them that I was coming to South Sudan, my mom, it was very funny because I don't know. She didn't know how to react. She, because they knew that was one of my biggest dreams. Mm-hmm. But of course, it was like in the other side of the world. So
yeah, very far from home.
Yeah, so they were happy, but at the same crying, like were congratulating me, but crying at the same time. Mm-hmm. Was really funny, but they were very happy for me because even that they know, for example, we been having difficult to communicate because of the time difference. Mm-hmm. But we are doing it during the weekends, and we knew that we are going to be like a little bit apart. Mm-hmm. But they were very happy for me because they knew that this is what I wanted to do.
And what if you were not a UN V support officer? Mm-hmm. What would you have been?
I don't know. I always wanted to be working in the HR, let's say in management, because my premise is like if you get to have the people, your colleagues, mm-hmm. in a good position, happy with their jobs and their situation, they mm-hmm. will give the most of them mm-hmm. to the other activities that they are doing. So that's always that I have in mind. Mm-hmm. So I think I will be in some other position that allows me to help them.
Are you happy with how you're spending your time? Can you look to the point of the age of 50 and say you've really done a great job?
Yes, I'm really happy. Even, of course, you sometimes get to have like doubts, or you are wondering, I am making it right? This is the decision that I should take. But at the end, if you look backwards, and I think that is also one of my premises to live the life, mm-hmm. is to be sure that anything you want to do it completely 100% and from your heart.
Okay.
It doesn't matter that is not right for some, or it doesn't matter if you get to not do it, to not have the result that you thought that you will get. Mm-hmm. At least you did it completely from your heart, mm-hmm. and with all the love.
Now, Alejandra, tell us about your final song and why you have chosen it.
Okay, I will share with you one of my most important songs that mm-hmm. was when I complete my school life. Mm-hmm. And it's called De Música Ligera. It's from Soda Stereo. It's a very famous rock band from Argentina. And it was like the final song in that stage of my life. Mm-hmm. So it was very memorable.
Okay. Durmió al calor de las masas. to the Spotlight program on Radio Miraya. My name is Helen Toby, and our guest today is Alejandra Ospina, who is a UNV from Colombia working at the support office of the UNV under the UN mission in South Sudan. Now, Alejandra, every guest on the Spotlight is given a chance to choose a book. What book would you love to read in your assignments?
I always want to read The Secret. I haven't read it yet, so I think that will be my next option.
And if you had to pick just one track for today, which one would you pick among the three tracks that you, the three songs that you chose?
Ah, okay. The first one.
Okay. Why would you pick that song?
Because it's one of the my first memories in life. Mm-hmm. And it's a, I think it's the first song that I sang. So I have it in my life forever.
Well, thank you very much, Alejandra, for letting us hear your story on Radio Miraya.
Thank you, Helen. Thank you for the invitation.
Well, this is the Spotlight program, a show that highlights UN volunteers in South Sudan. And our guest today was Alejandra Ospina Bayo, who shared with us her amazing story. Now we have come to the end of the show. My name is Helen Toby.
The Spotlight. It's a radio show where volunteers share stories of inspiration, share their journey, express their feelings, and tell us all about those who have touched their lives. And we play their favorite music. It is The Spotlight, Fridays 2 to 3 p.m. on Radio Mariah.